Hi, I'm Bill Allman, President of the Adhesive and Sealant Council, and welcome to the latest edition of our monthly podcast. Each episode, we'll be discussing some of the biggest issues and trends affecting our industry and look at what this means to our membership. To make sure you don't miss out on future shows, hit the subscribe button. We hope you enjoy the program. Hello, and welcome to the first Connected to ASE podcast of 2023. Today's podcast is focused on adhesive trends and assembly. Adhesives are often a preferred method for manufacturers in certain assembly operations because they provide material advantages in many cases over more traditional methods of bonding, such as mechanical fasteners, welding, riveting, or screwing. Adhesive bonding can be used to assemble identical materials or materials of different types. It is a broadly used assembly technique that is often linked to productivity gains or weight savings. For example, the automotive, building and construction, electronics, aerospace, and railway industries commonly use adhesives to manufacture or reinforce structures. My guest today is John Sprovieri, Chief Editor of Assembly Magazine. Welcome to Connected to ASC, John.
Great to be here.
Before we discuss more about the assembly industry, John, remind our listeners what Assembly Magazine is, what type of issues you feature, and a little bit about your primary audience.
Sure. Assembly Magazine, we cover U.S. manufacturing. Specifically, we cover assembly plants. So if you put two or more parts together to make a finished product, you get Assembly Magazine. So our readers make everything from toys to toasters, tractors, cars, planes, and all the little parts that go into those things. Computers. Like I said, if you have two or more parts, you get the magazine. So our readers are manufacturing engineers, manufacturing managers, design engineers and managers, folks who are responsible for designing, equipping, and running assembly lines and assembly plants. So I like to say our readers make large things in small volumes and small things in large volumes.
Yeah, that's perfect. As I mentioned before we got started this morning, ASC has a long-standing and close relationship with your counterpart at ASI Magazine. Karen Parker, who's has recently taken over for Susan Sutton as the editor, and of course Tom Fowler, the publisher. So great and close relationship with those two. So how can one subscribe to Assembly Magazine? What's the best way for folks to learn more about the publication?
Sure, it's super easy. Just go to our website, assemblymag.com, and you'll get all the information you need to subscribe.
Terrific. Thank you, John. So on this podcast, we'd like to highlight for our listeners some key trends and developments of interest to the adhesives industry. Can you share some trends that you're seeing in the use of adhesives in the industries that you feature at Assembly Magazine?
Sure. Well, you hit it right on the nose. I think the biggest trend as far as adhesive use in assembly is in automotive, and specifically with lightweighting. The big issue with automotive now is that they're trying to reduce the weight of vehicles, so they're using all kinds of new materials now. Aluminum, high-strength steel, engineering plastics, composites. Joining all these materials together is not something you can necessarily do with, you know, tried-and-true methods. You can't necessarily spot weld aluminum to steel, for example. Adhesives are playing a larger and larger role in automotive assembly. I can give you a statistic. In fact, the amount of adhesive in cars has doubled in the past decade. The Mercedes S-Class has 100 meters of adhesive joint line. The BMW 7 Series has got 10 kilograms of adhesive in it. So adhesives are a big deal. And not just for joining, or not just for lightweighting, but because you get a better structure too, right? The adhesives distribute stress more evenly. They resist elements. they're more cosmetic. We did an article not long ago about the use of adhesives in assembling truck trailers. You think, okay, that's a pretty rigorous application, but you don't necessarily want to see all those rivet lines along the trailer, right? Or the rivet heads on the side of the trailer. So,
yeah, terrific. I was just out at the World of Concrete last week in Las Vegas, and really got to see many demonstrations and explanations on how adhesives are being used, in the concrete industry to bond together versus some of the more traditional types of assembly. And it was quite an eye opener for me. Some of your writers in Assembly Magazine that focus on adhesives, are there certain writers or thought leaders that you turn to in the magazine from time to time? Who are some of the folks in our industry, or maybe in the assembly industry, that our listeners should be tuning in more toward on how adhesives are used in assembly? Are there certain folks that you turn to as experts on adhesive use in assembly?
Specific like people, I can't tell you. I can't give you the names of specific people. I can't tell you specific companies. There's definitely companies like Permabond and Henkel Loctite come to mind as real leaders in the industry. Threebond, another one that are really working on this whole lightweighting concept.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that BMP Media organizes the annual assembly show each fall, and I understand that there's going to be a new regional assembly show in Nashville this April.
That's right.
Which I plan to attend. Can you first tell our listeners a little bit about the history of the assembly show? When was it first started? Is it usually held in one location, or does it move around, particularly the fall meeting, the original? And who usually attends the show?
The attendees are our readers, so manufacturing engineers, design engineers, and manufacturing managers in a host of industries, automotive, medical devices, aerospace, appliance assembly, electronics, electrical. So the Chicago show is actually held in Rosemont, which is just outside of, just next to O'Hare Airport. And that show is held every year the last week of October. We just celebrated our 10th anniversary last October. Last year we had almost 3,900 people attend the event.
Wow.
You're going to see robots. You're going to see conveyors. You're going to see automated assembly systems. One of the great things about our event, I think, in particular, is that people bring equipment. There's lots of moving things. If you want to see moving machinery, come to our show. And it is a place to see adhesives and dispensing equipment. So you're going to see companies like Nordson EFD and Hernon, and as I mentioned, Henkel. You're going to see all the suppliers of adhesives and all the equipment you need to dispense that adhesive and cure it. So companies like Honley and Exolitis will be there, again, with equipment. And you're going to see things like dispensing robots, whether it be a tabletop units, benchtop Cartesian units, or a full six-axis robot kind of a thing. So in April, this April, we're going to start our first regional event in Nashville, April 4 to 6. It's going to be at the Music City Center right in downtown Nashville. We've got, it's going to be a little smaller than the Chicago show. The Chicago show had 250 exhibitors. This is going to have 150, so a little bit of smaller event. Again, should be a nice variety of exhibitors there as well, including a number of folks in the adhesive and dispensing space, companies like Dopog and Precision Valve and Automation, Permabond, I mentioned, Threebond. And we think it's an exciting area because there's been a real inrush of automotive down there. Volkswagen has been in Tennessee for several years now, but there are a number of automotive assembly plants within 150 miles of Nashville. Kia, Nissan, Toyota, Honda are all there. And now a lot of the battery companies are coming down there as well. Ultium, the joint venture with GM is down there now, building in a facility there. Kia just announced a huge project to build batteries and electric vehicles in that area. So I think it's kind of exciting. And then also we're getting aerospace is down there too. So we'll pick up Airbus is in Mobile, but all their suppliers are in that area. So I think it's going to be exciting, I think.
Yeah, I think so too, John. As a friend of mine in the industry has said recently, adhesives are invisible, but we are everywhere and everything. You know, we help assemble virtually every other type of manufacturing out there, and so I can see at your show where there's going to be a lot of examples of how our industry's products enable so many others in the assembly process. So I think, you know, the Assembly South show makes great sense. You know, another one that came to mind in terms of a car manufacturing is BMW in Spartanburg, South Carolina, which manufactures more BMWs than they do, you know, in Germany, which is just, it's fascinating how many vehicles they produce there along that assembly line. So looking forward to attending that show in April. Can you give us the dates one more time for the one in Nashville?
Sure. It's April 4 to 6.
4 to 6. Perfect. That's fantastic. John, I want to thank you for your time today. Is there anything else on assembly that you didn't mention today? Anything on your horizon in terms of issues that you hope to cover this year?
Well, I mentioned electric vehicles and as being important in the Southeast and actually nationwide. I mean, that's really what's driving some of this use of adhesives. And, you know, we started a publication, a sister publication to Assembly called Automotive and Electric Mobility, or AEM. That's where you can go to learn all about the latest in electric vehicles and autonomous vehicles and battery manufacturing. And, you know, I should have mentioned, I mean, adhesives are playing a big role in battery manufacturing, too, in terms of, you know, protecting batteries from the elements. The last thing you want with a lithium ion battery is to get water in there, right?
Yes.
But also for thermal conductivity purposes. It's really important for the performance of the battery that it maintains a good temperature, a good operating temperature. And adhesives are playing a role in that with thermally conductive materials.
Yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out as well. There's some work that we do on the ASC side, working with our members to help educate end users, particularly in the EV and the transportation space, about the benefits of using adhesive bonding in the battery, the lithium ion battery in particular, for the very good reasons that you mentioned. So I'm glad you highlighted that as well, John.
And one more thing I'd like to mention actually is talk a little bit about our capital equipment spending survey. Every year, Assembly Magazine surveys its readers. We ask them what equipment they're going to buy, how much they're going to spend on it, and why they are buying it. And among the categories we ask about is dispensing and curing equipment for adhesives. So in 2023, this year, 30% of our readers will be buying adhesive dispensing and curing equipment. So that's about the same as the same percentage as last year, but going along with what I was saying earlier about the increase in the use of adhesives, that is above average. We've been doing the survey for 26 years now, and normally in that percentage is around 25%. So having it the past several years, it's been 30% or more. So I can say that it is something that our readers are definitely increasing their use of adhesives. And we expect the market for adhesive dispensing and curing equipment to be around $197 million this year, which again is about the same as last year, but historically above average.
Well, again, thank you so much for joining us today for the very first podcast of 2023. And I hope to see you in Nashville for the Assembly South show in April.
Looking forward to seeing you.
Okay. Thanks again, John. I'll see you there.
All right.
Thanks to all of you who tuned in. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Make sure you like and follow us so you don't miss out on future shows. Bye for now.